Farnie's leaving. Oh, wait a minute. Na'Vi's broken up their lineup, and we're getting Electronic and Perfecto. That was like more than you could have dreamed of if you were a Cloud9 fan, if you love Russian Counter-Strike, by the way, because Electronic is one of the best riflers ever, not just even from his region, and has famously been a very good sort of number two star slash sidekick type figure. I mean, the joke is obviously if Simple was Superman, then Electronic's Batman in that analogy, right? Well, if you have a team already with Axile and She-Ra, just telling me you're adding Electronic's already going to make me mega hype. That's right. That right there is a dominant defensive AWPer, a dominant aggressive rifler, and then another dominant aggressive rifler who has secondary calling components and might even go first and doesn't even need to be behind the space creator. Like that on paper. Looks like already that should be the basics of like a top 3 to 4 team in the whole world. Quite frankly, a team that can win championships. Then you add in Perfecto. That's the greatest steal of all time. This guy is, I always say, he's the Russian Zipniks. He's unbelievable how good he is in the clutch with his brain, like playing efficiently, min-maxing the match. He doesn't need to get many kills because he doesn't die very often. Seems like quite a shrewd player. So if you add these players, those four already, She-Ra, Axile, Electronic, Perfecto, that alone, I'm hyped. Whoever the IGL is, I'm hyped. Problem is, the IGL is at a different player at that time. Because Hobbit's the fifth player. So already it's like, whoa, where's Hobbit going to fit in this one? Because he's already got three world-class rifle players. Okay. And then wait a minute. Electronic staying as IGL like he did in Na'Vi, which is always a bit sus. And quite frankly, was the era when Na'Vi wasn't as good. And even people like Simple were as good. Yeah, I'm not as that happy with that. I don't feel like the Electronic IGL experiments worked. So then... apparently, She-Ra agreed because it just didn't work out. They weren't particularly good, quite frankly, when they made this lineup. Actually, on paper, everyone got hyped, especially because of some of those first results when they first came to those initial tournaments. It looked like they were getting close to doing something really special and have some firepower, and then they never really ever did. They never got it together. So eventually, She-Ra got unhappy and left, which then meant you don't have an AWPer. So even though there are tons of Ukrainian and Russian AWPers out there, they didn't go and get one. Bizarrely, they initially just brought Boomich, who obviously is like an aggressive rifle and something, his definition of a space creator and like an aggro, non-stop push CT player, but it was done in IGL style with, I would say, like with a bit of loose, because I think it allowed the blade system to then come in a Na'Vi. And in this case, I think it's just allowing sort of players to play how they want to play. You bring in Boomich to be IGL, so that takes off IGL off Electronic. Now, good news, Electronic's had some pretty good numbers in some of these tournaments, so he looks a lot better. He's back to something akin to what he was in Na'Vi when he wasn't the IGL. But it comes at the expense of having a dominant CT AWPer, and that's one of the best things you can have in Counter-Strike nowadays at the tier 1 level if you want to win. So the issue now is you've changed IGL, that probably works, but Boomich isn't exactly much of a fragger himself. Hobbit's gone completely off the boil. Axile as a star is not playing at that level, although I do think people are exaggerating because of his role and how exceptional he was a year or so ago. And then basically you have like She-Ra isn't there anymore, and he was obviously you could always rely on his numbers. So now you've got Electronics, your main star. Perfecto's good, but at his role, and you're missing a bit of firepower. You don't have an AWP. The IGL angle, look, it's not like I'd say it's bad, but you haven't got a genius IGL who wins games just with their mind. You don't even have an Alexi B, in my opinion. You have someone where it's more like he sets up the game and then the people play the game. So when you look at it, it hasn't lived up to the billing, and it's looking like it's in trouble still. They've played enough matches now with Boomich. Now this is looking... by the way, when you have players like that, Simple and Electronic, are they themselves aware of, like, you once told me when I did that Strapbook episode that when you had Electronic, you realised when you watched him that basically anytime he plays well, you win the game because he's like the playmaker. So when you have players like that, are those players themselves, like, is Electronic himself aware, like, I can beat anyone, I can win any game if I play my 10 out of 10 level?
Yeah, yeah, like, nowadays, I think that the example of his playstyle, a lot of people were inspired by him. I think when you speak with other players, they say like they were watching his demos constantly and wanted to copy him, to be like him, like, the way he was, for me, he was kind of a playmaker by his nature. Okay. And I think nowadays, what playmaker role looks nowadays, I think it was a lot affected by him.
Right. Let me ask, actually, the obvious topic. Everyone wants me to ask you this question, I can tell you. Even though I haven't asked them, I just know it. We have to ask about electronic in-game leader, because that has clearly been a very big change in his career. He went from being, if people don't know, the analogy would be, if we're talking about this era of like end of Flipside and then early Na'Vi when he was a star player, he was more like an Axile or a Donk or an Eco, some super amazing rifle. That's a star player and does his role. And, you know. But then in Na'Vi, obviously, you had to make this change of the in-game leader. He became the in-game leader. Then he did it in other teams. He did it in Cloud9. Apparently now Virtus Pro. He's taken over to some degree. We don't know, right? The problem is, Blade, a lot of people are very critical of Electronic as an in-game leader, and they think like maybe he's not suited to the role, or because of how Cloud9 and Virtus Pro went now, some people think he's like the team killer, like he's doing something to like negatively affect the team. Why did you want him to become in-game leader, and what are your thoughts on him as an in-game leader? Like, is he misunderstood? Is he lacking something still? What's your take?
We didn't have at that moment, actually we didn't have options to pick anyone, so we couldn't pick any Russian player. And the in-game leader in our team, it was a very, very difficult situation. Like, we have simple electronic, and you need a guy who will guide them. Like, not hide, at least, like, coordinate and show and tell what to do. And they need to trust him. They need, they must not criticize him a lot, because he needs to adapt. So he must have knowledge. He must have mental this resilience. He must not be Russian, obviously.
Of course.
And there was not a lot of things. And he must be part of our system, because it's very hard when we build our system with Na'Vi, when we picked, like from the day I came, we were building, and then we built something like this, a lot of same knowledge for like a lot of players. And this player must be part of our system. That was the main thing. Or we will just spend so much time to explain him, and it was very hard. So we didn't have any option at that moment. And we were thinking, like, I think we were thinking about Perfecto. Give him a try.
Okay.
I think so. And Electronic said, no, let's not do this. Let's better... I will do it. Like... So yeah, I think the thing was we wanted to try Perfecto. We didn't even speak to him yet. But when I said this to Electronic, I said no, let me do this. I'll try. I don't know. He was he had a huge potential. No, he has huge potential of being in-game leader. It's just all about like the main problem is people look at him as a playmaker, like a huge rifler.
Sure.
And then they see him IGLing, they're comparing him to this playmaker. Yes. If he will be IGL, we need to forget about him, like forget about an Electronic. He doesn't exist. This is the only way how you can analyze the situation. And he gets a different role. He cannot be there anymore. So the question is like, the team must survive somehow. We must operate, so he must be there on this role. And they, no matter what, like when we are like playing bad, they see his stats, which are obviously not the same as it was before. And and this is like very, very weird, like very complex situation. But if he would evolve this, skill of IGLing. I mean, work hard on this aspect, like on this. He would succeed 100%. He just needs to constantly evolving only in this role. That's all. Like not thinking about anything else. Like watching demos, analyzing like what is the meta constantly. Analyzing like all playouts, like how it can be coming with ideas every day. And I think, like, in 1 year, he will just transition to IGL. That's all. He just needs to leave it back, like, forget about him being playmaker, the same as community, and focusing on this. That's all. And then it will be his path, like, Twist, for example. Then it will be like this, because if you see, like, T-side of Liquid, like, 80% of their T sites with this lineup. It was terrible. Like sometimes it was zero rounds, sometimes it was one round, sometimes two rounds. Sometimes it was like huge comeback from FaZe on Mirage when like this highlight from Rocky with two fingers. And imagine, like, it's so easy to call the game, right?
Yes.
And still, like, it's more about like you're either agile or you like a crispy rifler. That's two different things. And if Electronic will choose it, this, because nothing is, how to say, it's like, at some point, everything will end it, right? Will end. So nothing is infinite.
Yes.
And obviously that at some point, Electronic need to, he cannot be always a rifle playmaker. He needs to change maybe his role. Maybe not now, maybe in future, but the same as Twist is doing now. And people see themselves in the career, like how they want to evolve their different angles or different environments and where they can evolve differently. It's very complex. You can speak about every player like this. For example, like Simple was doing a rifle role. Which was his desire to try this. And if we would have, for example, Shira at the day, for example, with Simple being rifle, this would be a completely different story.
Of course, yes.
It will be the same language. It will be much more like fresh, hungry player, like who is more skilled, most likely. More new generation, let's say. And yeah, it will be a different story. Whenever I see and saw like previously, like Simple, when he was with Rifle, he was the same crispy as best, like Nico, like, I don't know, Magis, the best at that time, like Elise. He was, I just, for example, analyzing like several duels, I see like he bump out aiming Elise, out aiming Nico, like in a situation when he has no op. He can do it. Like it's for him, it's like so easy, and he was naturally can do any kind of role. So yeah, it's more about like players, how they see their own evolution of what is their direction, basically. And Electronic like now is trying third time, right? He was in Navi. Actually, Navi we won
Blast
Lisbon. We won Lisbon. Yep. Yes, instantly. Which mainly I think happened mostly because we have people in the same bubble of the same system, the same knowledge. And for Electronic, he was naturally a speaker. He always speaks a lot. And it was kind of clicked very fast. Then we were in grand finals of Cologne.
Yep. Almost won it. Yeah. It was really close.
Really close. Yep. And after that, there was a problem. After that. Say that happened mostly because of team environment, not because of his like low skills of agile. What happened in Cloud9? I don't know. Everyone was thinking like it's a some super like elite team.
Everyone thought it's gonna win the major or something. Yeah,
it's more about like approach, the vision, how they build. How they should build. I think if you have good vision and he's putting full effort on this role, he can succeed. It's more about like to be not regretting. I think it looks like he's always not confident, like pressure. I think he's pressured a lot. That's the thing. He just need to understand that. Stop asking him to be Electronic anymore. You know, you just IGL and let's Fleet be a new Electronic, that's all.
By the way, along similar lines, another thing that must have been tricky to deal with was people will remember this when you joined was the first year Electronic took over as in-game leader. Obviously, that's not a role he originally planned to do. They used to have Boomich. He obviously had his own successful role within the team, right? I think a lot of people have been quite critical of Electronic as an in-game leader since in Cloud9 and Virtus Pro. So what was it like to work with him at the time? Like, could you tell he was like a newer in-game leader? Did he have a good sense of Blade system? What was he like back then?
At the start, he was calling pretty well. I liked it. It was like Flow style, because sometimes we played scripts. Sometimes he called something like, let's go contact here, let's do this. I mean, like, simple, easier CS, just call and kill, just go and kill, something like this. But I think this is, I'll say, because I also took the agile role, and I'll say like this. When I started agiling, at the start, it was really, like, I had a lot of enthusiasm, and I called a lot, like, something fresh. But maybe in 3 months or half a year, it was like a routine, and it was really hard. And I think that Electronic had the problem with this also, because it was hard for him to be agile for quite a lot of time. I mean, yeah.
I mean, along and these lines. Yeah, go on, keep going.
Yeah, and this was also a problem for me. I think not every player ready for this.
Because along these lines, that was another thing I was going to ask you, is when people hear what you said before about how you had like strict roles in the Blade system and it was involving like often just getting killed so they could trade you, that might sound rough. But on the other hand, if you're saying sometimes Electronic was just playing floor style CS, I can imagine that's also a lot of pressure, because it means they're expecting you to just know what to do at all times, like a top level pro that's been in all the positions. Is that not hard to do when you just dropped into a team like this?
I mean, it was hard. It was hard, yes.
Very popular team anyway. Now, true, there's one name I've left out here. He's Russian. He's called Electronic, isn't he? Yes, you know what? I'm with you. Electronic is the biggest negative on this team. He does seem like a team killer in terms of his personality, his level, his in-game leading. Now, first of all, he's not in-game leading now, as far as I know. So I think that already solves one problem. Secondly, I will just say, I have a rule. I don't ever bury a great player until they quit on themselves. Now, if he's not IGLing, I'll give you a tiny percentage for this. I won't say something crazy. Let's say there's a 5% chance he can still be a good LAN rifler. Not a great one, like he used to be, but a 5% chance he can be a good one. So in this case, either, because you've got Aragorn, reinvent yourself, be a supportive element, or resurrect yourself as a skilled rifler. People like him, this is why someone like Axile torched me, because he never fully got enough seasons and reps to be considered the great player. Someone like Electronic did. He did it for a long time. It's just I think he ruined his game with IGLing a la my boy Shox, if you remember that one. Fair play to you, Kindle, that he bounced back from it. Twist never ruined himself anyway. It's called Zera to someone messed his game up by IGL. It can affect how you see the game. Now, the problem I have with Electronic is I don't know why he's in this team. Like, I need to know, was that a simple angle / demand? Did he ask for this guy to join? Because if he did, that's where I'm concerned about simple. Like, what are you doing hitching your wagon to this guy again all those years later? How do you know it's going to work? With that said, much like the cause, Saw wasn't their first choice. I don't think Electronic was at the top of the list either that BC Game wanted or Saw or that simple asked for, at least. I imagine there was like 10 names before that and they just wouldn't sign. So you ended up with Electronic, at least it's someone you know, and then it's two players. So here's the thing, people like simple, great players, the reason why they will play with what might look like washed legendary players is if either they have a personal connection with them, so they can remember the good old days, or they just respected them before and think, hey, maybe if he gets Zed together in a different team, in a different organization, he can get it done. I don't know that he can, but I can see the thinking, at least, that is actually quite common among pros. Then, I just said it earlier about the Saw players, but I think it applies to Electronic. He doesn't have to be there long term. Just like a Crazy or an Aragorn, beyond a certain point, you might not need him. If you have the VRS points already and you've got to the lands and got the invites, you can sign another player who's better than this guy. That's the thing people are missing. Get to lands, show a little something, get the odd placing or an upset, get to more lands, convince people simple is good, show he's put in the work and he's good on LAN, and you will get better players, and you can get better players. That's the most interesting part. You can get... People are acting like this lineup is set for 2026 and it either sinks or swims. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that's a ridiculous way to look at it. You can piece by piece build this into a good team, if not by the first major, certainly by the second major. And BC Game seemingly has the money. Since time immemorial, great artists have been supported by patrons who believed in their work and wanted to contribute to their efforts. Well, what's more fitting than the greatest esports content artist being supported by my patrons, the Skrilluminati? So this video and the others on my channel was kindly supported by Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore, and you know it, a special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask a question in my video AMA? Want teasers? See who the upcoming guests are? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content, or take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic. If any of these perks appeal to you, or others, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skilluminati today. Where? In the description box, there is a Patreon.